A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Stephen Sattar. He's campaign manager for Are You OK? And the topic and the promotion statement they're asking is, ask your mob your way, are you OK? On the line, Stephen. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
I am Stephen Sattar, Pitjantjatjara Yankunjatjara Puram. I'm from Central Australia originally, and now I'm on Larrakia Country in Darwin.
All right. Fantastic, brother. And how long have you been in this role as campaign manager for Are You OK?
I've been in this role since 2020, April.
Okay.
And I've been involved with Are You OK? since 2019.
All right, beautiful, brother. So the launching has been just launched. I asked my mob in my way, are you OK? Words are very important, and putting it in my way, are you OK? You know, ask my mob. It just gets a conversation going, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes when we know someone might be struggling and we don't know the words to say, but we want to have that conversation, we want to check in with someone that's close to us.
Yes.
It's just a reminder that when you do ask, are you okay, you don't have to do it. You don't have to say those three words. You can do it your way.
Exactly. Whatever kicks the conversation off.
Yeah, absolutely. Because ultimately, for someone to, you know, give you an honest answer, they're going to have to feel that they've got trust, feel that you're genuine.
Yes.
And if you're not, you know, just talking how you would normally talk, that person's not going to feel that genuineness from you.
Well, exactly. You got to keep it real. And by being yourself, well, that is genuine. And, well, trust comes to the surface, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how that conversation happens. When you can start talking about the little and big things that might be troubling you.
Sure, exactly. Are you okay? What's the dates for the running of that? The recognition?
The National Day of, we call it a National Day of Action.
Okay.
It is Thursday, the 9th of September this year. But it's a big day, and it highlights the importance of asking, are you okay?
Yes.
But it's also a reminder that we've got to check in with each other every day. It's not just one day a year that we should be checking in with each other.
Exactly.
It's every day.
Exactly.
Especially in these times when, you know, a lot of things are changing.
Yeah.
And then a lot
the
of...
The world we live in, pandemic or what have you, yep.
Yep. All of that. And then there's some things that haven't gone away. Systemic racism, intergenerational trauma, all of these things. So not only are we trying to deal with what's happened, we're trying to deal with what's continually happening.
Mm.
So, it's, you know, we can't always, not everyone's got access immediately to a doctor, a psychiatrist. And I think when we just work as community and family and friends, we can really work to make people feel more supported and connected.
Exactly. And like I said, having that conversation, you know, it's so very important. And, you know, and like sometimes we feel four walls are closing in on you, you know what I mean? But there is light at the end of the tunnel. And whatever's happening right now, well, in 6 months' time, you won't be even thinking about it.
Yeah. And how often does that happen to us? That we wake up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning and we're real stressing about something. And then we might have a yarn to someone, and then once you say it out loud and talk to someone, it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can get through this.
Exactly.
But when we keep bottling it all up inside, that's when it just becomes bigger and bigger and overwhelming, and then you start to feel that shame creep in, and you don't want to talk about it, don't seek help, we don't want it to get to that point.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, it's for anybody and everybody, so young and old, male or female, whatever the case may be, pop the question, ask your mob, your way, are you okay?
Absolutely.
Fantastic, brother. Well, great talking to you, my brother. I think a very important yarn and National Day of Action. Are you okay? 9th of September, but like you said, 365 days a year. Let's stay focused on that and look, pop the question. And you don't have to be the so-called doctor, psychologist, have the answers, but talking is the best medicine. Being a listener is a good nurse, you could say, doctor.
Yeah, and it's four really easy steps to having an Are You Okay conversation. Number one, obviously ask the question. Hmm. Number two, listen, which is really important. Just listen to someone's troubles or experience. Encourage action. What could they do to, you know, maybe alleviate some of the stress and pressure of whatever's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And check back in. Like, maybe give it a couple of days and then check back in, see how they're doing. You know, maybe it's gone away, maybe it's gotten worse.
Sure.
But just making sure that you show them that you care.
Exactly. Beautiful. Nice words, kind words. Stephen, thank you, my brother. Listen, all the best to you, your mob, your team there, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, brother Stephen.
Thank you so much and same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn, Stephen Satter, his name is, his campaign manager for Are You Okay? And they've just launched the promo for Are You Okay? Coming up 9 September, National Day of Action. Ask your mob your way, Are You Okay? So there it is. But like I said, it's not 365 days a year. Don't wait till 9th of September. Daily, look at it, talk to your mob, and be strong. Too deadly. Have you say yarn of strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Forever.
Yeah, deadly track there. That's Crazy Mind, Coloured Stone, here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. You can have your say, but call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we do go across the country, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up strong, your mob, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Cathy Hunt, executive producer of WOW Australia and WOW Cairns. WOW, Women of the World Festival on the line. Cathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, and WOW, it's good to be talking with you. Girls can do anything. And look, a beautiful movement. So tell us about Women of the World and tell us about the WOW Festival and the celebration.
Ah, great, Trevor, yeah. WOW Cairns. Well, Women of the World is a great celebration. It's a great celebration of the achievements of women and girls, of all women and girls all over the world.
Yes.
We run WOW here in Australia, but there's WOW events and festivals across the globe. And this weekend we would have been running WOW Cairns with all the many wonderful women and girls in Cairns.
Would have? What happened? COVID-19?
Would have. That yet again, one of those...
That pandemic.
That pandemic, eh? But not all, because the best part, one of the best parts of the program is still going ahead, and that's the amazing SpinFX Gum concert on Friday night with the fabulous young women of the Malia Choir from here in Cairns.
Beautiful, fantastic. So we can still celebrate, and no pandemic's going to stop us, recognising and acknowledging all our beautiful women and women of the world. How long have you been executive producer of WOW Australia, WOW Cairns?
I've been involved in WOW for about developing the WOW movement in Australia for the last 7 years, doing events in Sydney, in Katherine, working with the Jawin mob in Katherine for some years, and Brisbane, and recently Charleville, on beautiful Bidjara country, and now it was to be Cairns. But don't worry, we will bring the
watch
whole
this space. Exactly.
Absolutely.
We will continue the celebration. Tell us how important this tool that we use in regarding WOW, recognising our beautiful women.
It's important because women, believe it or not, women and girls make up over 50% of the population in the world. But nowhere in the world men have same rights.
So yes.
There's a lot of catching up to do in relation to gender equality, and the wonderful June Oscar.
Yes, beautiful. Annie June, yes.
The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner has written fabulous report, Women's Voices report, the Wiyani Yuthangani report, which has pulled together all the views of women and girls from across the country. And June is now a co-patron along with Quentin Bryce of the WOW movement in Australia, and she would have been talking to at WOW Cairns to talk about all the things that need to happen to change women and girls and families' lives.
Well, exactly, because it's not a man's world, and we are all in this together. Let's use that punt, and
yep.
About expressing, acknowledging all our beautiful women. And so, what's your space? So, we've got another date, have we, Cathy, or where are we at with it?
We're going to, given the state of the health crisis in the country at the moment, we are all going to sit back and just see how this plays out over the next few weeks and months to just think what the best thing is to do. And I think, you know, we're not the only ones in this position. Everybody all over the country is having to deal with this at the moment. And the most important thing for us is to make it safe for everybody and safe for community to celebrate together.
Exactly.
Because that's what we do as humans. We celebrate.
We do.
In cultural celebration.
It brings us together. Celebration brings us together, you know, and we have those conversations. To all our beautiful sisters out there, if they want to become a part of WOW, or is there a membership or a membership drive,
Absolutely.
Or how do we go about
it? No, you don't have to become a part of WOW. You're all, anybody who wants to be
Lovely.
Involved in WOW The WOW Australia website has all the details, wowaustralia.com.au. You can go on there to find out everything that's happening and all the things that we're doing. Good, and, you know, hopefully we will all be gathering again. Well, we'll be gathering on Friday night at Spinifex Gum at 7:30 at CPAC.
Okay.
Tickets still available, but we'll be gathering again in many different shapes and forms as soon as we can conquer this
space we're living in at the moment. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kathy, very much for sharing, and to all our beautiful sisters out there. Yes, girls can do anything, but check out the webpage, and that's wowaustralia.com.au. For the Cairns part of it, that's a / wow-cairns-2021. Watch this space. Kathy Hunt, great to be talking with you and supporting all our beautiful sisters out there. And this is a fantastic tool in doing that, recognising, acknowledging all our beautiful sisters. Thank you, Kathy Hunt. All the best to your team. Stay safe, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.
Yep. Thank you, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adele Young there. Kathy Hunt, her name is, executive producer for WOW Australia and WOW Cairns. And they had a festival coming up here in Cairns this weekend, the 6th, 7th of August, but it has been postponed thanks to COVID-19. And also got celebrations across the state, as well across the country and across the globe, a very important space. I mean, they knew they were doing celebration also down there at Charleville and Longridge and also Logan as well. But, thanks to the pandemic, everything's all on a hold, and it's all about being flexible. Blessed other flexible. Have you say, Yann, I'm strong into the conversation here on National Talk Black. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And I had a deadly yarn with Catherine Little from Snake last week, talking about the National Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Children's Day, which is on 4th of August. It's all kicking on tomorrow, but look, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we celebrate all our beautiful pickaninnies out there, beautiful children, and love and respect our children. It's a day, opportunity for all Australians to celebrate our Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander children and the culture of their children. It shows why we're celebrating this, our support for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander children, as well as learn about the cultural impact that culture, family and community play in the life of every child. So love and respect our beautiful children out there. It is National Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Children's Day tomorrow. So acknowledge all our beautiful children. And have your say, Yann Upstrong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, we get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There's a few good stories that I'd like to tell about a Christmas day. Had a hue and din at the old Grand Hotel. When McGinn Murray Benz has taken up as host, and the old party dodges asleep against the post. We partied on old Christmas Day, and you could hear the town folks say, the copper towns are still in town and staying at the Grand. The boys were singing requests, songs they didn't know. But what the heck, everyone was drunk, so we just give her a show. There was Toby and there was Della, the Pom and Billy too. And old Reno told his jokes, some were clean, some were blue. And the blushes, they went missed, oh, and Tommy, he got kissed by the hotel queen, who could be seen in shape of old Plano. But the best thing that had happened on that Christmas day, I know that those who were there will back me when I say, the spirits, they were grand, for even Mickey and Murray sang that Christmas day on the veranda at the old Hotel Grand.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'm only here. just a man. Help me believe what I could be in all that I am. Show me the stairway. I had to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We are on Yidinji country and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Big shout out to all the mob down there, southeast Queensland, Brisbane area, of course, New South Wales, Victoria, in regard to the pandemic, COVID-19, and the lockdowns of our cities and our suburbs. schools. So thinking of your mob, we're doing pretty good up here in far north Queensland. But heart and thoughts go out to your mob down that way. And look, come out of it. Come and join us up here in far north Queensland. Come and have a cup of tea and have a yarn. Here on National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And like I said, we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And also a big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network. And it is a team effort and a voice for our people in all our yarns. And what we're talking about, helping our mob tell our stories and have a way of communication with each other. And that's what it's all about. And like I said, in the world that we live in at the moment, very important to have that yarn and conversation. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Fiona Longmuir, a lecturer in educational leadership at Monash University. Talking about leading schools in lockdown and like I said, the world that we live in at the moment, and a study conducted by the Faculty of Education at Monash University collected research data from 8 school leaders across Victoria during 2020 when schools were working through significant changes as a result of the first community lockdowns and introduction of remote learning. Lead researcher and author of the paper, Dr. Fiona Longmuir, on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm in Melbourne.
Okay. Thinking of you guys down there. We're here in Cairns, far north Queensland. You are doing okay at the moment. And they've locked down there in Brisbane, south east Queensland. But we've done really well up here in far north Queensland. So come and join us up here, Doctor. And have some time out. Look, a very important research, what you've done there in the Monash University. So let's talk about that space, leading schools in the lockdown.
Okay, thank you. It was really interesting, and obviously Melbourne last year was the key place to be talking about this work, and I was really interested to see just, how leaders and schools dealt with the huge uncertainty and rapid change and so forth that went along with it.
Look, and it's a beautiful work that our teachers, our educators do, but it can be really straining for our students in regard to there's a routine in place, and once a routine is mucked up, it can hard to focus and take on information, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, and certainly down here, there was incredible change, and students, families, teachers, leaders, everyone was kind of scrambling to come up with these new ways of learning. But I think across the country, it impacted everyone just because of the constant kind of uncertainty, the constant feeling of what's going to happen, how is this going to change our lives. That was happening for everyone, and teachers and schools were dealing with that no matter where they were.
And in regard to the research, data identified, 4 key areas I'm reading here. What are the key areas there?
The themes that I kind of took from the data from the 8 leaders that I spoke to were, first of all, there was a really strong turn or deep connection with community. So they talked to me about how when these times of uncertainty and confusion were happening, that they really became attuned to their communities, and their communities really turned to the school to help them work through what was going on. I also spoke about how important communication was and how leaders had to really focus on being, kind of give that resilient, optimistic, we'll get through this, we'll be okay, we know what we can do kind of messages, as well as also being really honest about what they did and didn't know when things were changing rapidly. So that was really important. And then underpinning everything really was just a really core focus on what I call care and compassion. So I had to really get back to those core values about why we come together, in communities, why we come together in schools, and focus on supporting everyone who needed to get through these strange times.
So they're powerful, and we're talking about like the 4 C's you could be talking, and community, communication, care and compassion. And
works nicely,
and it fits in nicely, but it's the words we choose. And when you're talking about leaders in the community, and our educators are the leaders when we're talking about our children, so it's about those positive words coming out and light at the end of the tunnel, and we're in this together, and we're working towards the future, and it's going to be great,
Yeah, and I think that's actually really important. I mean, certainly in our space down here, there's a lot of talk about lost learning and, the difficulties and all these challenges. And there's no doubt there was a really tough time, but there was so much learnt and so much resilience and hope and connection that came from it that, I do think that by focusing on those things, we're going to, you know, we're going to look to a much brighter future.
Well, exactly. But what I'm picking up is, glass of water is half full, you know what I mean? But yeah. At the same time, that's our life, isn't it? And when we, as we're growing from a child to a teenager to adolescence, it's about life and what life dishes out, and it's not what happens to you but how you respond to it. It's a part of learning too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, taking that lesson back to kind of educational leaders and schools, we're dealing with more and more crises, no matter where they're coming from. We're all
yes.
You know, we're used to this kind of thing, and we have to figure out ways to you know, build through them and to connect through them. And I think certainly the evidence and some of the international evidence that I draw on too shows that, you know, it does force us to return to what's most important, and schools do that incredibly well.
Exactly. I suppose that, well, the educators, all of us across the board, all human beings, we're students for life, aren't we? You know? And
absolutely.
Be open for the learning.
Yeah. And that was definitely a message that came through. I think that was actually one of the, you know, the last theme that I talked about in my paper was about possibilities and potential. And there was a lot of sense of that that came through, that everyone realised, wow, we can do amazing things when we're, you know, we were forced to, but we really realised, you know, just how much we can do when
the chips are down.
Open ourselves to change. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Dr. Fiona, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye.
Adele Yarn there, and that's Dr. Fiona Longmuir, her name is, our lead researcher and author of the paper in regard to leading schools in lockdown. And the data of the research found community, communication, care and compassion. And so happens, the four C's, and very powerful four C's in regard to how we operate in this space in regard to the pandemic. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Stones may break your bones, but names can never hurt you.
What's in a name? What's in a name? It's a shame, this racist game. You'll be the one that's having fun. You just keep learning on. So keep your head up high, stand proud and tall. Be strong and carry on.
Just a touch of music with a rock and roll, a little bit of jazz and blues, a little country too. Just a touch of music, but when it takes hold, oh, and music gets in my soul. Just a touch of music for the young and old. You know it starts you singing, so I've been told. Put it on the radio, and what did I hear? Oh, that music so loud and clear. If you like your music, then you can't go.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, your Daily Mob, thanks for hanging out here on National Talk Black with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416, otherwise text our brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'm going to catch up with Brother Selwyn on the line. Good morning, Selwyn. You there, Selwyn? Hello. Selwyn, my brother, call me back. Lost you. Try again. Selwyn, you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am, brother.
Got you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, brother. My name?
You are, yes, yes.
Yeah, brother, yeah.
So don't swear at me. Don't swear at me. We're on national radio.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'm sitting here embarrassing. Yeah, anyway, brother, the last time I spoke, Yana back, I did be Kilroy and Kevin Gilbert, and that's a good example. That's right up your alley, brother, about being positive and motivation. Another word, when life deals you a lemon, you make lemonade.
Exactly.
And instead of them doing seven, their sentence saved them. So that's a good example, brother. And I want to say to Brother Ray Sambo, thank you, brother, for your story. And Brother Ray, if you're listening, if your big good thought is the prayer, I pray for you, brother.
Beautiful.
And brother, I was going to say a lot about the Olympics, but I will say about Steve Titmus, the dad of Ariane Titmus.
Yes.
And yeah, for the times that he's been on the news, you know, like people will say, oh, where were you when Ariane Titmus won all those gold? But I know Steve Titmus, he was very part of my life and a lot of people's life when he used to read the news. And, you know, I know I can say, well, when somebody says, when such and such event happened, where were you? But I know who told me, Steve Titmus.
There you go, brother.
and brother, he's a dad like me, and exactly. My humanity, like I often say, I don't let my ethnicity limit my humanity. Mm. And I identify him with him. He's gone off about his daughter. But, of course, you know, like he traveled my journey, and I traveled with as a newsreader. Mm. And saying that, I want to say about brother there, brother Van der Road there,
Goldsworth, the green patch.
Yeah, brother. Well, first I want to say that I got a letter in the King's Post last week. A white fellow rang in and actually wrote in and said, oh, we gave you this, we gave you that, we gave you this. They gave us all these things. Brother Tony there, like white fellows like him, like at the tendency, a lot of things come out of the tendency, like medical service, the legal aid, and Black Teeter, and other benefits we got from white fellows that stand by. And I bet you them white fellows like Tony, they can say to them other white fellows that say gave us anything, where were you? You know, brother?
Exactly. And, good point.
Yeah, like when Sam Bacow had that Black Lives Matter, and I think Zelda had that thing around the Trinity Wharf Survival Day, a lot of white fellows that stood by us, they got the bloody finger pointers at them too. They got white fellows pointing at and aiding,
exactly.
Aiding them too, brother.
Good points.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm finished, brother. I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, okay, brother.
You take care, my brother. You take care. All the best. That's our soul and their regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And I just got a phone call from Brother Ray Sandberg, just to say thank you, Selwyn, for your kind words. And, yeah, my brother Ray, and we're thinking of you. And, look, stay strong. And it's fantastic that you do share your story, and you did that here on National Talk Black. And it just makes us mob thinking about the life that we live in. And take your eyes off yourself, put it on other people. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Selwyn, too deadly. We are coming to the close here very soon with National Talk Black, back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Just read out the scores of NRL over the weekend. The Roosters got up against the Eels, 28 points to nil. And the Warriors defeated the Tigers, 18 points to 16. The Broncos defeated Cowboys, local derby, 37 points to 18. The Knights got up over the Raiders, 34 points to 24. The Storms defeated not the best side for Penrith Panthers, 37 to 10. And so hopefully when they get their side back, they have a better game there. 50 points to 14. The Rabbitohs defeated St. George. And Titans defeated Bulldogs, 34 points to 6. And the Manly Seagulls defeated Sharks last night, 40 points to 22. And the coach there for Sharks had a chat to Will Chambers, been mouthing off there, and he was going off. And that's what it's all about, being strong. Have your say. You can do that tomorrow, you mob. 1-800-422-416, that's the number. And our Facebook page as well. And also our text number, 045-714-0550. Signing off, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Thinking of you mob there down south, Brisbane, Sydney, New South Wales and Victoria. Stay strong.